Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Great to be here with you this morning, joining you, and on the first day of school. I know some people are up and at them early this morning, earlier than normal because of school. And it's like a mixed emotion day, you know. You're excited that school's starting. You're also upset that school's starting.
Well, wait a
Kids
second,
feel
Bobby.
The same way.
Wait a second. No.
What's that?
It's the most wonderful day of the year next to Christmas.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm one of those, all right. That means I don't have to buy lunches anymore. I'm back to my just myself. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. For some people, it's still mixed emotions, though, because then you've got other things that you can't be doing. Like it ends the freedom of summer of like, you know what, let's go take a trip. Let's go visit grandma and grandpa. Let's go do, you know, whatever. Like you lose the freedom of it because now you're like, hey, let's go do that. Oh, wait a minute. We have school. You know, so like, or you have school, but you know, I'm now part of that. So that's why it becomes a mixing. Schedules change.
Oh, yeah. You know,
for some
true.
People because, oh, now the kids can't sleep in. So that means I actually can't sleep in. If mm-hmm. I wanted to, I got it. You know what I mean?
I do. But it's for me, it's still, this is my son's a senior. So this will be the last time I get to celebrate this holiday.
Oh, all right. This holiday. that's a good one. So this being the first day of school for Escambia County, there's actually new state laws pertaining to cell phone usage in schools. Yeah. So this school year, a total ban has been implemented statewide on cell phone use in elementary and middle schools during school hours. Basically, bell to bell, K through 8. It's mm-hmm. a state law, by the way. This is not Escambia County, you know, they should understand. No, you can petition to the county all you want. It ain't going to matter. It's a ban. So students will be allowed to use their phones just for documented medical conditions or disabilities. And Escambia County Public School Superintendent Keith Leonard stated, quote, it's a law and it's something we're going to have to make certain we adhere to. So, Now, I guess there were... They looked into some sort of pouch thing called Yonder Pouch to control cell phone usage.
Right.
But they found that they were cost prohibitive. They couldn't do it. So that's out. So it's just going to be a ban in order to comply with the state law. So that's kind of interesting. I found like just the fact that there's a state law now K through 8, no cell phones. So if you're one of those parents who likes to text your kids throughout the school day, probably not going to be able to happen. Now, it's just K through 8, so you can still do it with your high school kids. You can still harass them, no problem. So, also, we do have a chance of rain later today. Not much. It's like 20-25% chance of rain. But you know what that means. Even a 25% chance of rain means rain here. At least at some point in the day, right?
Right.
At some point in the day. It's 77 degrees right now, so it's already kind of warm. It's going to warm up to about 85 later in the day. So just to give you a heads up right there as well. Another first when it comes to another first for the season. Instead of first day of school, we also have potentially the first tropical storm or hurricane of the 2025 season beginning this week. That's there's two disturbances out in the tropics, and one of them is likely going to develop into a hurricane. So the, and one of them does look like it could actually like get close to us. One of them is just headed straight north, so you know, not to worry about that one. That's fine. But there's another one that's out there off the coast of Africa right now. This one has a 90% chance of formation over the next 7 days. Okay, 90% chance is pretty good. This one is headed straight to the Caribbean right now. It could, of course, turn at any point, head towards, you know, Georgia, West Virginia, Jacksonville area, or it could even go further north, right? You know, so we don't know when it's this far out right now, but at least over the next next 7 days, there's a 90% chance of formation. Over the next 2 days, has a 70% chance of formation. So that one's pretty sure. There's another one, like I said, that's headed, it's like in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's headed north. That one's only got about 10% chance of formation over the next 2 days, and about 20% chance over the next 7 days. So we're really looking at that one that's over on the west coast of Africa and watching that develop. It's Traffic on the Fives. Let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. John?
Well, I don't start it till 6, but if you would like for me to, I will.
Oh, okay, forget it. Well, I do this every time I fill in. I don't know why.
It's maybe all it's good.
I don't fill in enough, and I don't know the schedule, so I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Okay, let's just go Traffic on the Fives now.
I mean, we've got no accidents to let you know about, so we're good right now.
What about slowdowns?
None.
No.
Yet.
Because there's nobody on the roads, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's continue on then. Then, because there was one other first. Well, it's not really a first, but it's a potential first. There's a vote coming to the Florida Wildlife Commission this week that is going to vote on a possible black bear hunt for the state. This is something that's come up pretty much every year that, I mean, it's been coming up, I'd say the last 5 years. Maybe not five, maybe three or four. Definitely the last 3 years, there's been a vote that has come up about whether we should have a black bear hunt in the state. If approved, this would be the first hunt in a decade. There's been a bit of overpopulation, particularly in the East Panhandle Zone, according to the Florida Wildlife Commission. The closest county to us in that area would be Bay County that they're considering. Now, but Santa Rosa County residents also think, hey, we probably need a black bear hunt here, not just there. If they're going to approve it, it needs to be approved here as well. Now, why has it been 10 years since we had a black bear hunt? Why has it been 10 years? Well, simply put, because the last time they had one, they had like a quota, and they're like, all right, let's have this many, you know, let's have this many black bears that we'll get, that we can, will allow to be shot or whatever. We estimate, you know, that it'll take this long, and basically they estimated like it was going to take a 2 month or maybe like a 3 month period of time for their quota to be hit. They hit the quota in like a week. So that's why they're like, maybe we need to back off on the idea of a black bear hunt, because the idea is to help with overpopulation. But in the one hunt that they had 10 years ago, they almost decimated the black bear population. So it was like, we need to watch this. So that's why it's been 10 years. And that's why it keeps coming up for a vote. They keep turning it down. Just concerned that they may go too far again with it. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's 77 degrees, going to be a high of 85 today, And coming up here next, I want to talk about an interesting thing that's going on at the airport. I saw this happening about a year ago, but now it's back. I'll share that with you. Plus, we'll get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on Pensacola Morning News. It's 77 degrees here in the Pensacola area, and it's going to be high in the upper 80s. And, let me tell you about our listener advisory board survey. It is active right now. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com. Should be a pop-up that comes up, and just click on that pop-up. Only takes about 5 minutes to fill out. This is your chance to have your voice heard as it pertains to our programming. It is anonymous, and you have until the end of the month to fill this out. So be sure to do that. Go fill that out right now. In fact, one of the questions pertains to another story I want to cover. The 2025 Pensacola Beach Air Show delivered $31.5 million in economic impact for Escambia County. Woo! 206,500 visitors. between that over that weekend, according to Visit Pensacola. Out of those, nearly half were unique attendees, and meaning they attended more than one day of the event. And half, 49%, were out-of-county visitors, not a surprise. And here's some other highlights. 61,000 out-of-county visitors attended the show, traveling in groups of three people on average. 63% of out-of-county guests stayed in paid accommodations, staying on an average of 3.7 nights. Visitors who come specifically for the event accounted for 31,900 room nights in the area. The average out-of-town travel party spent $1,000 during their visit. And 59% of non-local attendees said the air show was their main reason for visiting the area. So one of the questions on our listener advisory board survey is last couple of years, we've been carrying, I mean, for like over 10 years, carrying the Blue Angels narration on Saturday. 2 years ago, we added Friday narration of the Blue Angels show. One of the questions that we have on our listener advisory board survey is, should we carry the rest of the narration of the civilian air show, like when the Red Bull team is flying and the other stunt pilots are flying and stuff? Should we carry that narration as well on both Friday and Saturday? Or should we carry it just on Saturday? Or should we not carry that at all and continue what we normally do on Saturdays, where we have like myself and Chris Bryan and Andrew McKay and Greg McWhorter just doing a show? So go to our listener advisory board survey. Like I said, it's only 5 minutes to fill out. Just go to newsradio923.com to fill that out. Let's go over to David Wayne over the newsroom, get an update from David on what's going on in the news. David.
Well, good morning, Bobby. President Trump has a news conference scheduled later today. He says this will focus on crime and the beautification of Washington, D.C. In a post on Truth Social over the weekend, President Trump said the conference will, quote, not only involve ending crime, murder, and death in the nation's capital, but will also be about cleanliness and the general physical renovation and condition of our once beautiful and well-maintained capital. President Trump also apparently demanded that homeless people move out of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country will not let Russia deceive the U.S. Zelensky made an address yesterday. He said his team is working with the U.S., and that not a single day goes by without communication on how to ensure real peace. President Trump said that there's a meeting between himself and Vladimir Putin scheduled on Friday in Alaska. And apparently in Texas, there's a restaurant called Trump Burger in Houston. Oh, and the owner of this Trump Burger restaurant is now out on bond. He was apparently arrested by Immigration and Customs recently. Roland Beany, he was a immigrant from Lebanon. He came to the U.S. in 2019 on a visa that apparently required him to leave the country by February of 2024. He was arrested by ICE in May for overstaying his visa, but he is now out on bond as he awaits an immigration hearing.
Interesting. I've seen a lot of feedback about the president and his make DC great again type of stuff. A lot of people this is another thing where he's just trying to focus on helping improve this, you know, another area. But others would say, why is he focused on DC? Like, who cares? And like, that's just a bunch of government elitists living there anyway. And so a lot of people are kind of poo-pooing the idea he's even focusing it all on there. However, when it comes to war in Ukraine and Russia, yeah, a lot of people are interested in that. I think there's a lot of people who voted for him, I think, believed that the war would be over by now with President Trump getting in there, getting in office, that they thought it would be done. So him meeting with Vladimir Putin this weekend will be interesting to see what happens there. I don't know if meeting in person will help, you know, anything particularly, you know, expedite anything along faster, but maybe it will, you know. Are you expecting anything from that meeting there with Vladimir Putin and the president in Alaska this Friday?
I don't know. It's taken a lot longer than a lot longer than I thought it would. I kind of thought there would be a lot more progress, a lot faster once Trump went into office as well. And so I don't know. I feel like the,
I wonder if this is going to be, is this just the weatherman and Groundhog Day? Or is this actually, yeah, well, that's true too. Yeah.
I'm predicting snow.
Predicting snow, yeah, in Alaska. That's actually not hard to do, even in the summer. It's a pretty good one right there. It just makes you wonder if this is just a photo op or is this actually going to have some sort of weight to the, you know what? I want to talk about something when we come back here. I want to talk about Trump derangement syndrome. If you're not familiar with this, we got to talk about this. I only discovered this recently. That's why I want to talk about it. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here. Let's go Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm TJ Papa, cracking down on crime in our nation's capital.
The president is ramping up federal resources to fight violent crime. The Washington Post reports the FBI is dispatching more than 100 agents to help local police stop crime and carjackings. A decision to call up the National Guard could also come later today.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. President Trump on Truth Social posting he took care of the border. He will take care of our cherished capital, and we will make it truly great again. The news conference that will include D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser begins at 10 a.m. Eastern. Sentencing day for the illegal migrant victim of raping and killing Rachel Morin, the Maryland mother of five who was jogging in 2023 when she was attacked. A jury in April convicted Victor Martinez Hernandez. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 76 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. An investigation underway after a body was found along the railroad tracks in Cantonment over the weekend. Officials say the man was found by CSX workers on Saturday. Investigators believe the victim may have been hit by a train on Friday. An engineer had reported seeing something along the tracks in that area at that time. A bicycle was found near the body. An investigation into that incident is ongoing. It's the first day of school. Students in elementary and middle schools are going back to a new policy that bans cell phones in classrooms.
I'm okay with it. It's not in all the schools. It's at our elementary and middle schools.
Superintendent Keith Leonard, he says he never imagined cell phones would turn into such a problem. He says teachers are prepared to enforce the new policies, and if students don't comply, there will be consequences for them. The state law requires school districts to update their policies and enforce the cell phone ban. Now, in high schools, students are allowed to use their phones for educational purposes with teacher discretion. The search for a missing North Carolina teenager could be at a sad end in Manatee County. A body found on Friday could be that of 18-year-old Giovanni Pelletier. The sheriff's office said his body was found partially submerged in a pond. Investigators believe it had been in the pond for several days before it floated to surface. Pelletier was last seen a week ago in Orange County. There's no word on how he died, but the medical examiner says there did not appear to be any signs of foul play or trauma. Well, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will vote on a possible black bear hunt this week. If approved, it would be the first bear hunt in a decade in Florida. The FWC says it would help overpopulation across the state, specifically in the East Panhandle Zone. Of course, the closest county to us that would be included in the bear hunt would be in Bay County. It is 5:33, News Radio 92.3. Senator Rick Scott wanting to take a closer look at Nancy Pelosi and her stock trades. Scott repeating his call for the General Accounting Office to investigate Congresswoman Pelosi's trading history. He wrote on X that the American people deserve answers and says we need the truth. His post came after President Trump said he found it interesting that Pelosi and her husband beat every hedge fund in 2024. 534, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at some nice weather through your morning commute. Heading into your afternoon, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Heading into your nighttime, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Tuesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, still having that rain chance around 60% chance with a high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77 degrees right now. Your next, and partly cloudy skies, your next news at 6 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The AOL dial-up internet service that those of a certain age associate with the World Wide Web is ending. The company, also known for its You've Got Mail greeting, made the announcement on its website. Dial-up connection to the internet uses a conventional telephone line, emitting a high-pitched chirping sound in the process. Chip giant NVIDIA has pushed back in response to allegations from Chinese state media that its H20 artificial intelligence chips are a national security risk for China. Earlier in the day, Reuters reported Yu Yan Tantian, an account affiliated with Chinese state broadcaster CCTV, said in an article that the NVIDIA H20 chips are not technologically advanced or environmentally friendly. The Financial Times reports that in exchange for 15% of revenues from the chip sales, the two chip makers will receive export licenses to sell NVIDIA's H20 and AMD's MI308 chips in China. Futures are slightly higher. On Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 206. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care. Tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 wants to know what you think about our programming. Join the Listener Advisory Board and fill out our quick survey. Your feedback helps us shape the shows you love and discover new ones. Whether it's news, talk, sports, or other programming, we want to hear your suggestions and ideas. It takes just a few minutes, and it makes a big difference. Visit newsradio923.com today to fill out the survey. Let's make your listening experience even better. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where you are, I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the life?
I disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross. In front of Randy, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. It's 77 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about the mid to upper 80s today. First day of school, so that's exciting for many parents. I don't know of any parent who even if a parent is dreading the first day of school because it changes schedules, it's, you know, I got to shuffle kids around, I got to do this. Even parents who are like dreading first day of school, nobody fully dreads it. Like, there's no parent who fully dreads first day of school except for homeschool parents.
That's funny. They're like
the only ones.
I like that.
Yeah. They're like the only ones. Like, every other parent is like whew, I get at least a little. It's like, whether it's right or wrong, you just have to admit, you get a babysitter for a little, you know, for 8 hours a day, right? You know, six mm-hmm. or 8 hours. So you're kind of like, ooh, I get a little bit of time to myself. Whether that time is just so you can go to work and not have to worry about shuffling your kids around during the, you know, work day, or whether that that break is so you could spend, you know, time for your own self, right? Whatever it is, like, every parent has a little bit, like, even if you're dreading the first day of school, you're like, eh, but there's a big part of me that's happy for it. Unless you're a homeschool parent. A homeschool parent's like, oh my gosh, I have so much work I have to do now. So, Cat Country 987 is inviting you to the Wine a Little Dine a Lot Charity Wine Pairing Gala. That's a mouthful. Wine a Little, Dine a Lot Charity Wine Pairing Gala. It's benefiting Capstone Adaptive Learning and Therapy Center. Get your tickets now and enjoy culinary excellence for a good cause. Find out more on our sister station's website, catcountry987.com, for more information about that. Going over to our text line, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about the Blue Angels show. Bobby, I think the numbers for the Blue Angels show are skewed. I took 8 out by boat on the Gulf side on Friday's show. I'll estimate there was more than 300 boats in the Gulf. No telling how many boats were on the south side or the sound side. We had 3 from out of town. We have food and gas. None of this, I'm thinking, are included in any kind of numbers for dollars spent, attendance, and other things that make an impact on the show. Just my thoughts. You're right. When I read that and it said 206,000, I was like, you mean on Saturday alone? I mean, it was a lot of people out. It was a lot. And like you just said, that when you look at the boats, there were so freaking many boats, both on Friday and Saturday. And if those people... So they were looking at the economic impact. That is from Visit Florida, right? Or Visit Pensacola. They're looking at the economic impact. So they're looking at how many people stayed in hotels and condos and Airbnbs. But what about all the people from out of town who were staying with friends or family, right? There's had to be thousands and thousands who were doing that too. I know of a friend who had family come in from like way up north, and you know, they stayed well, and then yeah, so they're not spending hotel money, so they're not spending, you know, Airbnb money. But you know what they are doing? They're going out to eat, right? Just like you just stated, we have food, we have gas, all this other stuff like this. That's exactly what they were doing too. You know, they're going to go out to eat now, even if they're not going out to eat. They're going to the grocery store and buy more groceries than what they normally would because they have all these guests in from out of town. So I totally agree. The numbers are actually on the very conservative side when you look at the numbers from Visit Pensacola. For the Blue Angels impact. It's huge. And I'm amazed at how many people I talk to every year when I'm out there at the beach, because I'm there, you know, usually Thursday through Saturday. It's amazing how many people I talk to. It's the first time ever being there. But most have been there at least once before, and they just put it on their calendar. Like, it's just scheduled, like I'm going, you know? So, yeah, I totally agree with you on that. I want to talk about something here. I was going to talk about something at the Pensacola Airport. I'll just push that off until next hour. President Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin on Friday, right? And I'm reading some of the reactions to this, okay? I'm reading some people's reaction of like, this is great. Finally, the president's going to meet with Vladimir Putin. He's going to negotiate with him and get him to stop this war, right? So I see some of that. I see some of those reactions. Like, finally, the president's doing this. Now we're going to see action against the war in Ukraine. Then I've seen others and go, this is just a Photoshop or a photo op. This is a Photoshop. He's not even going to be there. They're just going to take a picture. And they're just going to, no. It's a photo. It's just a photo op. This is propaganda. Nothing's going to happen. He's just trying to make it seem like it. So I'm getting this like negative vibe from people online, and I'm getting this positive vibe from people online. And then you got people like me who are kind of like, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's a photo op. Maybe it's not. Maybe it'll actually have something good. I'm hopeful that, because what I want to see the war in Ukraine end. So I'm not pessimistic. I'm not cynical about the meeting. I'm more like hopeful about it, right? So you get this one group that's hopeful about it. That's like, oh, finally. Then you got the cynical group that's like, it's just a photo op. And then you got kind of the middle ground. It's like, well, hopefully it's not a photo op, because I'd hopefully this, you know, they're just kind of like, whatever. I just want to see something happen. That reminds me of this term. I only learned about this term like maybe a couple months ago. I was talking to a friend of mine who is, he's a registered Republican voter, but does not like Trump. Does not like Trump at all. And didn't like him first time, didn't like him the second time, does not like him. He's like one of those never Trumpers. So we used to have this term, right, in the first term, never Trumper, which is, I'll never vote for this guy. Okay, fine, to each his own. And I remember even thinking back then, like, I didn't support 2016, but I was like, but never Trump? That's pretty hard to say. Like, I was like, what if he's going up against, you know, Hillary Clinton? What if he's going against Joe Biden? Would you still be never Trump? And some people are like, yep, still never Trump. Okay, I guess so. But then I learned this term about a month ago, Trump derangement syndrome. Now, let me ask you this. Every time I say, let me ask you this, it always reminds me of on Friday. Let me ask you this. No. It's I just want to be like Chris Rock. Let me ask you this. Anyway, Trump derangement syndrome. If I say the term Trump derangement syndrome, let me give you two definitions. And you tell me which one, just on the surface, if you know what Trump derangement syndrome is, pretend like you don't know what it is, and just tell me, if somebody says somebody has Trump derangement syndrome, which definition seems to fit it better? Is it, one, people so far up Trump's rear end that they no longer breathe oxygen, but they breathe the 79-year-old's methane gases, so much so that it creates a euphoria whenever they read or hear anything from President Trump? All right, would that be Trump derangement syndrome? Or would this be Trump derangement syndrome? People so opposed to Trump that their brain shuts down at the mere mention of Trump, so the brain ends up auto-translating his words into Hitler's voice. All right, which one is Trump derangement syndrome? To me, when I first heard the phrase Trump derangement syndrome, I was thinking it's the people so far up the president's rear end that they're breathing methane gas and they can't think clearly, and so they have this euphoric experience whenever they hear him talk or speak or they see his picture. Turns out, no, it's not. Trump derangement syndrome is people opposed to Trump. People who criticize him, and people who, and the idea is you have an irrational opposition to Trump. That's Trump derangement syndrome. I was like, what? That confused the heck out of me. Because my friend who is registered Republican, but anti-Trump in just about every way, he's like, people kept telling me I have Trump derangement syndrome. I'm like, what? You're furthest thing from somebody who has Trump derangement syndrome, because I didn't understand what the term was. Because to me, you say Trump derangement syndrome, I'm thinking, is it the people who just like worship the ground Trump walks on? It's like, he's the greatest president ever. I'm like, oh my gosh, you need to study your history books a little bit better. like, or pay attention to his actual policies better and stuff like this. Like, he hasn't been a bad president, but come on, the best ever. And so that's what I was like, you're the first thing away from Trump derangement syndrome. You're like the opposite of that. And he's like, no. Trump derangement syndrome is for the people they use that term on people who are opposed to him and who don't. I was like, what? Anyway, that confused me. So I'm starting to see this term popping up more and more though, with people like just in phrases, like people bringing up Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, here's a text. Actually, this is a good, I like this one. I know, I don't know. Somebody says, you just now learned about TDS. This has been a thing since a screaming meme since 2016. I don't know how I've never seen it. I know all the never Trumpers and stuff like this, but I never heard of TDS and Trump derangement syndrome. Anyway, this is a good part. The difference is this. People, I like this word that this texture uses. People so obsessed with hating Trump, they somehow work it into every post. And in other words, Trump lives rent-free in their heads. Yeah, so I get that. But to me, the phrase Trump derangement syndrome sounds like you're deranged with Trump. But I guess with that phrasing, you're obsessed with hating Trump. You are deranged with Trump in that way. You're obsessed with hating Trump. It seems like it'd be anti-Trump derangement syndrome. That's what it's. I don't know. It bothers me. I don't know what to tell you. It bothers me that we say Trump derangement syndrome. I immediately think about the people who are so obsessed with loving Trump that he can do no wrong. And so like, so I'm like, I don't know. Why did I want to talk about it? I don't know. It's just because it was in my head and I just found out about it. And I'm like, why didn't I know about this? For example, let me give you an example here in the next one. So I just talked about Vladimir Putin. President Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin. The Trump derangement syndrome to me is people who are like, he's going to meet with him and Vladimir Putin's going to kiss his boots and he's going to kowtow right away and end the war in Ukraine. That to me is Trump derangement syndrome. People who think that. But then there's the other side of it, the anti-Trump derangement syndrome, what I would call anti-Trump derangement syndrome, which turns out to be the actual Trump derangement syndrome, would be the people so opposed to Trump that they're just like, oh, he's going to make the war worse. Vladimir Putin's probably going to end up bombing Alaska because of this meeting, right? So the people who are so opposed to Trump are like, they go on this other extreme. But here's another example. Trump talking about Nancy Pelosi's investments and saying, look, so she got some sort of inside information. Is anybody looking into this? Her stocks have always consistently beat the funds and stuff like this. And I'm like, Trump, go down this. You sure you want to go down this line of reasoning and thinking? First of all, it's been well known. You've had people from AOC on the left to tons of Republicans. I don't want to just pinpoint AOC, but she really is about the only Democrat who's brought up this issue. Many Republicans have brought up the issue of insider trading in Congress. That if you're on a committee and you're about to pass a bill that's going to negatively or positively impact a certain industry, you could go ahead and buy or short stocks and right then before it even passes. And that's insider trading. And yet there's no penalty to it. They can do it 100%. And there's been bills introduced. They've just never passed that basically bans that. So first of all, has Nancy Pelosi been doing some insider information? Possibly, yeah. And guess what? It's legal for members of Congress to do that. They're like the only body in the United States who can legally insider trade. It sucks. And something does need to be done about that. So you can look into it all you want, and you're going to find red flags, absolutely. You're going to find smoking guns, absolutely. And there's nothing you can do about it because it's basically legal for members of Congress to do it. So that's the first part. So why even bring it up? Because until a bill's passed, it's going to keep going on. But the second part is Trump is constantly being criticized by a lot of people for the stock markets right now. I mean, the stock market will be just screaming high right now. It'll just be screaming high on one day. And everybody's like taking profits and they're buying into the market. And they're like, this is going great. This is a great trading day. And all of a sudden Trump will tweet out something. And the market plummets, just crashes in minutes. And then like 2 days later, the market's still crashing. And all of a sudden, Trump tweets out something else or says something in the thing. And all of a sudden, the markets rise. And there's people legitimately I've talked to. And I'm like, I don't know about that. You know, but the thought is there's a lot of people out there who believe that Trump is manipulating the markets on purpose. And he has his own little team going, hey, in about 2 days, I'm going to go ahead and tweet this out. So you may want to go ahead and buy some more stocks or short some stocks, blah, blah, blah. There's people who believe that he's made billions of dollars on the stock market since taking over office January. And so the fact that he's even bringing up Nancy Pelosi's trading when he's got like bullseyes on him on his habits when it comes to the stock markets over this past year. I'm like, this guy's got some cojones. I don't know what to tell you. Here's the text. Registered Republican. I'm just tired of Donald Trump. I'm not a Democrat, but I'm not whatever this current iteration of the GOP is either. Here's another text. My mother-in-law has TDS. She'll leave the dinner table if we even mention his name. I believe that true TDS is when you will choose to not spend time with your family over a conversation about someone you have never met or will never interact with. She believes that everything he's done has been influenced by the Russians. Oh, I know. And this is what I'm saying. You got these, to me, there's two extremes. And I feel like TDS can be described on both sides because I see the extreme that you're talking about there. I've seen it. Like my buddy who's a registered Republican, like Trump, I'm like, hey, what about this? Trump, nope, nope. There's a reason for that. He's trying to gain this power. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like he finds some sort of negative in every little thing that Trump does. So I see that extreme. It's like, dude, you need to calm down. But I've also seen the other extreme where it's like everything Trump does, he can do no wrong. He walks on water. And so I'm like, I think there's TDS on both sides. We need a little bit more like, let's look at this with a rational mind. But you know, that's asking way too much. Anyway, enough about Trump derangement syndrome. Ran on about that for long enough. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. I don't know if we have time for another segment when we come back, but if we do, let's talk about pot. That's next on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Will the songs be playing?
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. informative, local, dependable. I want to bring this story. Florida's top marijuana regulator has left post. He's totally burned out. Was that? He was totally burnt? No?
I wanted to help you out there. I don't have my cricket soundtrack.
No cricket sounding. Come on, that was good stuff right there.
I know, but it's not here.
His job went up in smoke.
Yeah.
After 3 years as the top marijuana regulator, he is stepping down and taking a position as deputy general counsel in Governor DeSantis' office. So that's the reason why he stepped down, not because he smoked too much weed. Is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andy right now.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
They have to step up the pressure on Russia.